Welcome to another episode of the AI Show. Today we're going to talk about the data science VMs. I'm here with a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do, buddy.
Hi, my name is Gopi Krishna Kumar. I'm a program manager in the Cloud AI team, and I manage the data science virtual machine program here.
Fantastic. So what is a data science virtual machine?
Okay, so data scientists typically use a whole list of tools to kind of do their job. And so in general, the way in which they work is, okay, you take your laptop, install a bunch of software, and then for each type of task, you use kind of a different kind of software. So what we have done is we have kind of created a very custom image on Azure where we put in all the kind of the popular tools that data scientists use, create into a pre-configured package. So I don't have to spend time in kind of installing the software, configuring it, ensuring that they're all compatible. So we kind of just create a whole nice package where you kind of come in and then you are productive like right away. So the way in which we publish this is we publish this on Azure Marketplace. So Azure Marketplace allows us to publish custom VM images. So we take this full package and then put it on the Azure Marketplace so customers can discover the data science virtual machine. And you spin up your data science VM, and you are off to the races. So you can just start working on your analytics right away, not worry about, okay, is this software configured correctly? Is that software configured? Is it all compatible? So we kind of give a nice ready to like what we call as instant ignition for data science. And we provide it at an infrastructure level. So this is your VM. So you have like full control over this VM. You can install other software, you can customize it. But then we also try to kind of customize it for you in a way that, like most of our own expert data scientists, we have learned from our own large data science team that we have. So we kind of curate all their tools, curate the configurations, make it into like a real instant ignition. So you kind of come in, boom, you're gone, and then you are off to the races.
That's awesome. So when we're talking about the what is it, it's literally a template of a kind of machine that you can use to do data science.
Exactly, yeah. So this is an image. So in Azure Marketplace terms, this is a VM image. And we publish it as a VM image on the marketplace. And that customers, you go into the portal and you can discover it and then just spin up your own instance. And once you spin up that instance, that's really your machine.
And I see.
So you are the admin, you got like full privileges. So it is an infrastructure level service for doing data science.
So why would someone use this? I mean, the question is, because I understand the magic of like, wow, you have this ginormous machine now that does data science and you can spin it up, turn it down whenever you want, mm-hmm. and it's pre-configured, but why would someone use this?
Okay, before I answer the question, sure. Let me ask you a question. Like, what do you think is the one of the tasks that data scientists really hate?
So for me, it's the janitorial services that I have to do on the data. Cleaning the data is probably the boringest part for me.
Absolutely, yeah. No. I think if you ask data scientists, probably that would be the most common answer that you would see. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a little bit of a trick question here. What is the second least favorite thing that a data scientist would do?
So if it were me, I would say if it's a long-running model, it's waiting for the model to actually finish running and see how it actually optimizes itself. Mm-hmm. Did I get it right?
Yeah, I think it's there's no right answer here. But I think here's the thing. This is a very sneaky thing, I think. This thing actually usually starts off as one of the favorite things to do for a data scientist and quickly becomes the least favorite things. Okay, this is like setting up your machine and infrastructure to kind of do the analytics. Initially, it's all fun. I kind of go into GitHub, I look at Archive papers, I start downloading the software, I start playing around with it. Everything is all hunky-dory, nice, right? I'm prototyping, it's good. But once I start kind of creating like real life application, production life application.
Oh, I see what
I
you're
start,
saying.
Now I think you kind of deal with like how do I manage the right versions? Is all the things that I'm using, are they compatible with each other? And then like, what is even there? This field is changing so fast that you can't even keep up with what's happening. So every day there's a brand new framework that becomes popular. So what we do is we kind of take some of those things away, but you can still do those fun stuff. But I think what we do is we kind of do that curation. So we like our own data scientists, they work with like several large customers. So we see that if there is a tool that's getting a lot of traction, we kind of immediately kind of test it out, ensure that we can actually configure it on the data science virtual machine, and we kind of prepackage it. And so that way we are presenting all this new software. And we update these VMs like every month, every 2 months. And then when we do that, we actually test for compatibility. So we are kind of taking away kind of all the boring aspects of it. But still, it's still a VM. So you can still take some aspects of your fun aspect of kind of discovering new software. But I think we kind of provide in general a pretty broad set of software that's applicable to machine learning, data engineering, deep learning, artificial intelligence. So we kind of provide a pretty wide set, and also like a lot of management tools. So you're operating on Azure, so you need a lot of management tools, IDEs. So everything we kind of provide into a package. I'll get to that in a moment, like in what exactly is there on that. But I think, yeah, you asked a question like, I think, why would somebody use this, right? Okay, this is, I think the number one reason is, okay, yeah, you can be a data scientist, not an IT, infrastructure support guy, right?
And I understand what you're saying, because I mean, when you go through and set these things up, you literally just do it to make the thing work, and then you forget about all the rabbit left-hand, right-hand turns that you've made.
Exactly.
And then when you try to put this thing into production, if it doesn't match, you're kind of having to go fish around for that. You're saying this is a common infrastructure that's just there, and if you build stuff on there, you know the exact template, you know exactly how to run it, and you're going to be able to get repeated results.
Exactly, yeah. So that is kind of the number one reason. But I think other kind of benefits, I think a lot of companies, I think they are starting to kind of move like a lot of their data into the cloud. And also as part of this movement, you want to, when you're doing your analytics, you want to be able to run your analytics closer to where your data is. And also there's a trend for, I think the security is obviously a pretty big issue nowadays. So yeah, if you have your data scientists kind of doing our analytics on their laptops, and you're downloading all kinds of private information, sensitive information, what if the laptop gets stolen? And so you have to deal with all that. So a lot of IT shops, they've started kind of moving some of these analytic desktops into the cloud, because data is a new oil, right? Okay, you've heard that, it's almost a cliche right now. So you want to kind of protect your data, at the same time kind of take advantage of the cloud. Cloud provides you all these benefits of, okay, I can scale up and down. I want a 32-core machine. Yeah, boom, yeah, you can just get a 32-core machine for a few minutes, run your stuff, and then turn it off, or maybe go back to your 2-CPU machine or a 4-CPU machine. So I think, so those are the benefits of the cloud that it gives, where when you're moving your desktop off into the cloud. So that is one major use case that we see why customers kind of use that. Second one, I think we see a lot of people using it like in education and training and workshops.
Got it.
When I used to connect like workshops, I used to spend a lot of time kind of building these images. And then it's like every time I create a workshop, it seems like I was doing the same thing over and over again. So now I think, so what we do is, okay, we just take this the same image. I'm kind of building all my training materials for this. So I focus more on my content and giving a good student experience instead of kind of playing around with the infrastructure or worse. I think allow people to kind of install software on their own laptops and dealing with all the support while the class is going on.
Sure.
That's like the most frustrating thing for the other students in the class, actually.
Right.
So that's another major use case, like a lot of universities and training shops, they use the data science VM for this particular purpose.
Awesome. So the first thing you mentioned was that it's repeatable infrastructure. Number two, that if your data is in the cloud, you're going to be working in the cloud. It's going to be much better because all the data is already there. And the third one is, for instructional purposes, it's a repeatable scenario that you can always
Absolutely. Yeah. And the last one, I think, is today when you're working with like deep learning, some of these algorithms, when you're building a very several hundreds of hidden layers, sometimes you need like really powerful machines like GPUs and all that stuff, and it's going to be like pretty difficult to give all your data scientists like a dedicated GPU. So what you can do is you can actually spin up a data science virtual machine on a GPU-based hardware. In fact, the same image would work either on a CPU or a GPU. So that's one of the benefits of using a data science virtual machine. And when it works on the GPU, all the drivers, you need a whole lot of NVIDIA drivers,
yes.
CUDA, CUDNN.
I just went through that, and it was very fun.
Yes,
like you mentioned earlier.
Yes, it was fun for the first time.
Yeah,
yes.
The first time.
Okay, so... So I think this is another application is where I can, on demand, I can bring up a piece of hardware, and scaled up hardware. It could be a GPU or it could be a box. I need something with 2 terabytes of memory.
Right.
You can get those kind of machines on Azure. So you can use a data science virtual machine. You can kind of bring it up on demand, and you participate in a competition or a hackathon. You want to quickly kind of experiment rapidly. So I want to spin up hundreds of experiments at the same time. So you can do all these things with the data science virtual machine. And the biggest benefit is you're not spending time in setup. So that is kind of the biggest benefit that somebody gets. So I can directly go and then being productive and being able to work on your code as opposed to infrastructure.
Cool.
That's a big money here.
So we talked about the what is it. We talked about the why you would use it. Mm-hmm. One of the things before we move on to how it's used is I've heard data science VM and I've heard deep learning VM as well mm-hmm. inside the halls because I use a deep learning VM for a presentation I did mm-hmm. recently. What's the difference between those two things? Are they the same thing or what's going on there?
Okay. So deep learning, obviously, it's a very it's an upcoming workload. So a lot of companies are experimenting with deep learning. But you go on Azure. One of the challenges that people had was discovering which instances of the VMs are like GPU instances. Because on Azure, we offer like 50 or 100 different types of instances. And there's like one type of machine and in like specific set of data centers where GPUs are available. So what we did is we created a template on the top of the data science virtual machine. So your underlying image is still the same data science virtual machine. So all the tools that are there on the data science virtual machine are also available for the data for the deep learning virtual machine. But we made it like very, very focused on able to run this on a GPU-based hardware. And we also provide a few additional end-to-end deep learning applications in computer vision, in language understanding, and like moving, like trying out like different framework. Like you want to try TensorFlow, you're familiar with TensorFlow. You want to say, I want to see how CNTK or Chainer works. So we provide like a nice cool example where we take the same piece of code and then show like how you can actually migrate to a different framework. Maybe some other framework is better for the job. I think use the right tool for the right job. So those are some of the additional benefits you get by spinning up the deep learning virtual machine template. So deep learning virtual machine is a template and data science virtual machine is an image. So
okay.
That's a difference, but the underlying list of tools is exactly the same.
I see. Okay. So when before we get to the how, the other question I have is when you're spinning up this machine, is it a Linux box? Is it a Windows box? What is it?
What do you want?
Oh, so it's really whatever I want it to be.
Yes. So we offer both Windows and Linux. So we offer the most popular SKUs that we have are the Windows 2016, so Windows Server 2016, and Ubuntu. Mm-hmm. We also offer Windows Server 2012 and CentOS. So we actually offer four different images and one template, the deep learning template. So those are kind of the five products. In fact, if you go on to our product webpage, we have...
I think it's time to start products. Looking at how this is actually done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's go to the product webpage. So you go to like azure.com.
Oh, looks like you got an X in there. There you go.
Not very good at typing. But, so go to the products, and then cognitive service, AI and cognitive service, and machine learning. So these are all our machine learning products, Azure Machine Learning Services, Learning Studio, and then the Data Science Virtual Machine. So here, so before we go there, this is kind of a list of all the tools that we have. I won't go into all the details, but as you can see, we have two tools to cover like every life of every stage of the data science life cycle. There's like data ingestion, data exploration, visualization, machine learning, deep learning, all the IDEs and different languages. So this is our webpage, kind of nice, handy.
It's a really good sort of overview of what's on there.
Exactly, yeah. And then we show kind of some typical uses of how you use it, and then all the different products that are available on the website. So here you see the 2016, the Ubuntu, and the deep learning. Mm-hmm. So these are our kind of the most popular titles. And then we have the 2012 and the CentOS. So let's just go into this. So how you spin up, just go into this and just say get it now, just like any other VM. So there's no different from any other VM. So if you have spun up a Windows VM or a Linux VM before on Azure, so you just do I get it now, it'll ask you a few questions on which data center you want, what size of hardware you want a GPU or CPU.
So it's no different than any, if you've set up a VM before on Azure, it's exactly the same.
Nothing else to learn, so it's just another VM with a whole lot of other tools that you can actually use. So let me kind of show you what this VM actually looks like. So once you spin it up, So this is where, so we have created some convenience menus in the data science tools.
So just to be clear, you've already set up a VM, mm-hmm. the 2016 version of VM on Azure, mm-hmm. and now we're just RDPing directly
yes,
into it.
Yes, I just use RDP, just pretty standard, mm-hmm. this one, and you see that there is a tab called like data science tools. So you have customized this menu, so you can discover these tools easily.
Is handy.
So that way, you don't have to hunt and peck and find all the tools on the system. And then, so you see all the kind of the usual popular ones like Visual Studio, so very popular with the developers. Jupyter, this is very popular with mm-hmm. Research scientists and data scientists. RStudio, so R developers, they use like RStudio.
Of course.
And within Visual Studio, we actually have for R developers and Python developers, they're like Python tools for Visual Studio and
so
R tools
for Visual
Studio. So
it's all installed.
So everything is all there. In fact, I think I have Visual Studio open here. You see like R tools for Visual Studio here, and then you can see under tools, you can see Python tools. Okay, here's Python tools. And then you have like Data Lake, you have SQL Server. So you have pretty much everything that you would need. One of the things that I am like really excited about, this is a relatively new tool. This is AI tools for
Visual Studio.
So this is a way in which you can manage all the infrastructure here with the AI tools for Visual Studio. And one of the cool features in Visual Studio that actually ties to data science VM is the fact that I can be working on this Visual Studio and I can actually submit a job to a remote data science virtual machine. So here you see remote machines, and this remote machine has actually been optimized. We work like very closely with the Visual Studio for AI team. And here, when you add a machine, you can actually create an Ubuntu data science virtual machine if you have it. You just set it up here and I can be working on my Windows box. And then I can submit a job into my Linux box running on a GPU, for example. So that way you can actually combine kind of the best of both. There's a few additional frameworks that are available on Linux, so you can actually mix and match here. So this is one additional way to actually consume the data science VM through the Visual Studio.
And that's cool because I saw this recently. It's literally I'm on my box mm-hmm. and I submit the job onto the to
VM.
The instance of the VM. I did a deep learning VM, and I could actually see the heat map of the GPUs lighting up.
Exactly.
Because there was four in the one that I was doing. Mm-hmm. I could see it actually lighting up, mm-hmm. showing where the actual work was mm-hmm. happening, which was really cool.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is a pretty good tool. And then like in the jobs, you can actually look at your past jobs and also. So this is all kind of very, very nice. Like for example, I may have run some jobs in the past. You can look at the status of all these jobs. Let me show you Jupyter. So this is something that data scientists really love. This is very good for quick experimentation, right? I think I can write like one line of code and just execute it.
Right.
Just hit like shift enter and then I can execute it. And here we provide one other big benefit on the data science VM is, okay, these examples that you see on this, these come
pre-built.
On the box.
Okay.
So there's an example for Microsoft R server. So if you want to know more about how to run R, in fact, let me go into that this one. So intro tutorial in Microsoft R. So you see there's a full example on taking like an airline data set example and looking at and Microsoft R server is a fast, scalable, parallel, distributed version of R, like a library for R. And I can just take it and just run it. So it won't take much time, but I think this is actually processing almost 600 rows of data. You are actually able to do that directly on the data science virtual machine, doing summarization. I'm building a model. So this code is already there. So you can get started like really quickly. So not only are the tools there, but getting started experience also. We try to kind of provide a good getting started experience. You can see that there is examples like for Chainer, CNTK, Julia is a upcoming language, very high performance mm-hmm. upcoming language. MML Spark is a Spark library. In fact, we have a single node version of Spark running on this data science virtual machine, actually.
Oh,
so
that's
you
cool.
can do your development for Spark on the data science virtual machine and then scale it out into a HD Insight cluster with several hundred nodes. So that way, like you can iterate like really fast. You can attach a debugger because you're directly on the same box. So it's all. Ultimate goal of all these things is just to make you like more productive.
Right.
So basically, these are all the examples on the Windows data science virtual machine.
This is kind of cool because it's actually not just here's a workhorse, but here is something where you could actually learn data science or AI fairly quickly mm-hmm. because you have, number one, the environment, so you don't mm-hmm. have to spend all that time mm-hmm. loading stuff up mm-hmm. and seeing if the thing even installs properly. Mm-hmm. Number two, you have all the examples and all the popular frameworks, and you mm-hmm. said you're evaluating what these are and you're updating them as you go. Mm-hmm. And then number three, you can actually work with large sets of data directly in the cloud right away. And so all of that friction of getting started is gone if you use one of these virtual machines.
And there are like Python libraries. We load up a whole bunch of Python libraries to talk to an Azure Blob or Azure Data Lake. Mm-hmm. So all that. So we make it kind of really easy to kind of work with like various Azure data services and Azure machine learning. For example, can actually do a remote run on a data science virtual machine.
Right.
And we also package Azure machine learning workbench on the data science, on the Windows data science virtual machine. So we kind of try to kind of give a good package where, yeah, you can build for all these various different data services, and you can scale up using a more powerful machine, and then scale out using some of the big guns like
right.
A Spark cluster or a Kubernetes cluster. So all these things are how you would develop it like really quickly, iterate, and then you're running it on kind of really rock solid foundation on highly scalable platforms on Azure.
I love it. So to finish up, for those that maybe have never created a virtual machine on Azure, can you run us through quickly how they would go on Azure and make one of these VMs?
Okay, yep. So let me go back to my subscription.
You are in the VM, I think, right now.
Okay. All right, so here I just do a, okay, is this the right, okay, yeah, this should be the right one.
So is it really as simple as clicking that button?
Yes, it is as simple as kind of clicking that button.
And then once it loads up, it's going to ask
you. So here it'll ask you for, so this looks like any other, your Windows VM or the Linux VM, any of these things will look exactly like this. It's a resource manager deployment. I type in username, so this is AI show 111. You want a SSD or this one, so let's say admin user. Won't tell you
ABC 123.
No, it's not password.
So pretty much what you would do, go through on a regular VM setup, mm-hmm. when you click that button there, it'll just take you through and then it'll deploy.
Exactly.
I feel like we don't have to go and do the rest of this.
Yeah, this is exactly the same because we have not added even one menu item or there is not even any settings here that's different. And one other thing is, okay, so Azure infrastructure is making a lot of investments and improvements in security, scalability, virtual network. So all those things are readily available because we are running at an infrastructure level. So you can put this data science virtual machine on your Corp network using Express Route. So all these things you automatically get. I don't have to do anything.
That's cool.
when I'm a data science virtual machine. And if you have, and you don't have to learn anything new as an admin, for the data science virtual machine, it's like managing any other VM.
Got it.
And just the only difference is your data scientists are going to be much more happier.
So just to finish up, where can people go to find out more about these data science VMs? Because if they want to see about this, because they're excited by it, I know I'm excited mm-hmm. by it. I've used them before; they're pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. Where can they go to find out more?
Okay, I'll show you a list of all the references that we have here.
There you go.
So our product page, everything is pretty easy to remember. AKMS, DSVM. Our documentation is DSVM doc. And then we actually also have a forum on TechNet. And we also recently created a tag on Stack Overflow. So those are the ways to directly reach our data science virtual machine team. So we are always on these forums trying to answer questions. We would love to kind of hear feedback, and we are constantly looking for ways to improve the data science virtual machine and kind of really would love to kind of hear suggestions on what else you would like to see on this.
Awesome. Well, this has been very instructive. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. We're learning all about data science VMs and how you too can get started with AI right away without any friction and with little cost. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.